their offensive line is whole again, at least from what we saw today. Jeff is back.
Well, he works some. We'll see where he's at, you know, as he works through it. But if there's ever anyone that's going to get back before a projected time, it'll be him, I would say. We don't have anything to base that on because he's never missed it before. So I would be surprised if he's not out there in the near future. Don't know if it's this week or next or whenever.
You said projected time. Is there a projected time?
No, it's just when he's ready.
This is the first time that we've talked to you since that game against the Packers a couple weeks ago. This is the first time we've talked to you since the game against the Packers a couple weeks ago. What happened with you and Sean on the sideline?
Well, I mean, it was really a matter that, you know, stays between us. It was not an argument between us. You know, we were a little bit frustrated with, you know, how some of our sideline mechanics had gone and you know, it spewed over and it's behind us. And it was not a matter between him or I. He was definitely, you know, upset about something, and I was listening to him. And it was over as soon as that was over. That was over. We had to move on.
About Titus.
It was about a matter on the sideline, and I have to leave it at that.
Is Titus in your game plan for this week?
Titus is practicing. We'll see. You know, you can talk to Jim about who the active guys will be on Sunday, but he's back out on the practice field.
Has that been a distraction?
No, we're moving forward. Our guys have been, you know, I thought it was one of our better offensive days, even though we didn't win the game, you know, this last week.
Broyles and Mike Thomas obviously had to step up last week. What did you think of
their? I thought they played well. I mean, we called their number more than once, and when we did, made a play. Mike Thomas got in the end zone. Broyles ended up with 100 yards, and so for their first added impact, I guess, they were able to help us.
Has that made that easier? Transition or what's going on with Titus that Broyles can step in there?
Well, those guys, we have a lot of faith in those guys. You know, whenever you're given an opportunity, you need to take advantage of it, and I think both players did that last week.
Calvin is coming off a month for the ages, and you know, his numbers are, he's threatening Jerry Rice's single season yardage record. You know, if that doesn't happen, you're always the one taking the heat because he doesn't get the ball and he doesn't get the yards. Now that he is, I mean, are you taking some solace in that you have found a way to make him that productive in that month?
Well, he's a great player. It's not that difficult if you can get the ball to him, which is a testament to Matt, you know, our offensive staff putting together things formation-wise, things like that, to get him getting the ball, because quite honestly, he's getting triple covered and has been since I've been here. Even last year he ended up with over 1,600 and 16 touchdowns. This year he's got, you know, quite a bit of production from a yardage standpoint. His touchdowns are starting to come around. He's missed out on, you know, short getting in on there. But, you know, if there's a better receiver in football, you'd have to show me who he is.
Do you have any thought about being the coordinator for a record, though, coordinating a record?
Well, we're trying to figure out a way to, you know, get us our fifth win. All the other stuff's great. I'm proud of Calvin. He's a great player, a great person. You know, he deserves, you know, to at least have an opportunity to chase that record because he's that good.
You have two guys that are on the verge of some pretty historic numbers, maybe Calvin, maybe Matt, too, if he has a second 5,000-yard season. Why have the wins not been there, too, despite all the...
we're short one play, I mean, as a team. I think, you know, there's a couple games maybe we needed more than one, but there's been the last two games and even going back to earlier in the season where we're just a play short. And last year, this point in the season, we had made those plays. This year, you know, we're short a ball placement here, a catch here, or a third down conversion, whatever it is. We've got to figure out a way to get that one more play to get on the winning edge.
We talk about
had another strip ball from him. Is that just going to be part of his sort of resume? Teams are going to try to exploit until he proves that he can't do that. Are you guys working on that specifically, any drills or addressing that specifically?
Well, we're all working at getting better at things. I mean, if holding on to the ball and, you know, putting the ball in the right place or blocking a little better, I think everybody's just got to focus on that. And, you know, Brandon's got a tough job. He's catching the ball in a lot of traffic and gets hit quite a bit. And so I think as we move forward, he knows it's not going to be easy, and he's got to continue to work harder at that. But you know, everybody's got to make it a little better. You can put the ball a little bit better spot, or give the quarterback a little more time so he can let the play extend a little longer. And if we all kind of focus on that, I think we'll all get better at what we need to get better at. Oh yeah, I mean, he works very hard. He doesn't get a lot of reps. Sean takes a lot. But that kid works extremely hard, and he's extremely bright. And, you know, his future's ahead of him.
With Brandon, you know, he wanted to be heavier this year. I think he wanted to be, you know, a little stronger. Has he lost a step? Is he not getting the separation that he has in the last couple of years from the linebackers or safeties, whoever's covered him?
Say that again.
Has Brandon lost a step?
I don't think so. I think, you know, a lot of people know probably for 5 games he was really struggling with some sore knees. I think that affected him. I think he's getting his legs back. And once he gets all the way back, I think you'll see a little more of a spry individual. And I saw a lot, I guess, from a movement standpoint, a lot more improvement from him in the last 2 games.
That has been a process this year.
Yeah, it's been tough. He's had to – it's not an excuse, but it's been something he's had to deal with. And he is improving, though. They keep the score down. I mean, they don't. They've had two or three games where games blown up on them, but a lot of it's been hasn't always been their defense. I mean, other teams have scored in special teams or things like that. So they've kept the games close, and then they've been able to close out games in the fourth quarter.
I think a lot like the Steelers, the way they run their 3-4. You never know which side that rush is coming out with Freeney and Mathis.
A little bit. The different their background. You know, the whole thing with Pittsburgh is they've done that for years. These guys are transforming from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4. So, but anytime you got Freeney and Mathis playing on the edge, you got some things you got to deal with and challenges you got to deal with offensively.